In the run-up to elections on November 5th, Democratic leaders are laboring to remind voters of the feeble economy. Yesterday, House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt warned that since January 2001, the country has seen what he called the most anemic period of economic growth since Eisenhower was president. And in the Senate, Majority Leader Tom Daschle predicted that the economy could soon become, in his words, a bigger issue than anything else on the horizon. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the president would be wise to listen.
The war on terrorism is in. The war on Iraq may soon be in. The war on poverty is out. While President Bush talked yesterday of optimism about the economy, the Census Bureau was telling us about an increase in the number of the poor and a widening gap between the poor and the rich. Poverty up in a year by 1.3 million for a total of 32.9 million, or 11.7% of the population. Average middle-class income fell for the first time in a decade. The wealthiest 5%, those with incomes over $150,000, accounted for almost a quarter of the national income. Income inequality is not just a matter of those crooked CEOs who go from perks to perps. It is a matter of a recession that hits hardest at the just making it working poor without much of a social safety net left. President Bush said after a cabinet meeting yesterday, "I understand we got a lot of work to do, and we will continue to work hard to make sure that people can find work." But federal funds to help people prepare for work have been cut in the hold-the-line Bush budget. The administration is not helping much with health care for the poor and child care. A Kaiser Commission report finds 41 states cutting their Medicaid programs for lack of adequate federal help at a time of sinking state revenues. The Children's Defense Fund, which originated the Leave No Child Behind slogan that Bush has borrowed, says that several states are losing federal matching funds for child care for lack of enough money to pay their share. And while child care becomes increasingly difficult to find, the administration continues to press for a new welfare law with more stringent work requirements. It looks as though compassionate conservatism has been suspended for the duration. This is Daniel Shore.